to the second to last Spooksville podcast, Common Scary, for the episode entitled Run. And I have two very special guests today. I have
Kian Johnson, who also plays Adam Freeman,
and
Morgan, who plays Ann Templeton.
In case if we seem a little down at all, it's because we literally just came from the Young Artist Awards, where Spooksville was nominated for an unprecedented number of awards, and also unprecedented, we managed to not win in every category. and so I'm choosing to look at that as another. It's just another challenge. It's we're the little show that could. And so if you've never listened to one of these before, what we do is I assume you've watched the show before, and then you queue it up on your DVR, and when I tell you to go, you play, and then we talk along with the episodes and give you behind-the-scenes information about it. So if you're ready,
can you go? You guys talk amongst yourself like you're ready.
So Jim is just walking over to the closet under the stairs. He's about to play. About to play the episode, and right now, it's fine.
Okay, this is you're seeing the TV PG screen, and okay, the episode is starting now.
I'm holding a lot of bags for my mom because I do much shopping. Obviously, she decided to wear her grandma's clothes for this episode.
Although Rebecca was nominated for an Emmy for her clothing design for the show. Now, I don't know if it's for this episode, but... yes, they are finally... apparently, Laurel Hall, Adam's mom, has come back from this alternate dimension for months now, but they're only now buying her new clothes. Oh, and there's a cute line about Steve Basic wearing only plaid. He wears only plaid shirts for like the entire time. Okay, this is nice. And I actually saw an effect here as Moorpark appears. His bag was supposed to catch fire, and then they thought maybe we should just smoke it enough. But I think in the preview I saw, his eyes turned black.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty great. Okay, here's our opening sequence featuring all our actors who were nominated for Young Artist Awards and somehow managed to dodge those bullets. I remember watching shows that had openings like this as a kid, and I always thought, for the one episode that hadn't happened yet, I would say, what happened? What's happening in that shot? What's happening in that one? And then, episode by episode, you're like, oh, that's
oh,
in that
one.
Yeah. Okay, that is... I still don't know how to say the name of it.
Sorry.
The castle?
The Craig Derrick.
Craig Derrick Castle in Victoria. So I went there. I visited it. It was so cool.
Yeah, we only filmed there once, so every single time you see the Craig Derrick Castle... it's always the same shot from that first day because we were never able to go back because they charged umpteenth amount of money.
And it's hours away.
Isn't this when I had an eye infection?
Oh, really? Let's make that what the show is about now.
Is
woke
this?
Up and had a sty.
I'm going to say it's your left eye. Is it?
It is.
Well, you've just ruined the show. For all the kids watching, it's all going to be about that from now on. But your hair looks great. It could have been about how great your hair looks, but instead it's going to be about your size.
I'm going to need to move shooting around that day.
You have so many scenes with Peter as Moorpark. Did you guys get along?
Or
is he
actually,
mean? Is he really mean?
No, in real life, he's really nice. We just talked about movies a lot.
You know, I think they do, and I mean, this is true the whole show, but it's a real, the match for Tink's set for Shadowmere, it looks exactly like the exterior of that building. I'm fooled every time they cut from that outside to the inside. It looks great. But after they did that, anytime I'd watch Smallville, you know, Lex Luthor has the same kind of mansion in Vancouver, and now I never believe it. Now I always know they're in the same room in Lex Luthor's mansion. This is all, another good match, is this downstairs at Adam's house with the bedroom that they built for you in the curling rink.
Oh, right.
I was watching, the writer, my co-writer on the last episode, Ernie Allpacker, he thought it was a real room. He had no idea that your bedroom was a set and not a location.
You know, they did good help with that, definitely.
There is just a fantastic, like, all the backstory that hopefully the fans will have been wanting all season long, all that comes out in this episode. And, like, at first glance you might think, oh, it's kind of talky. But I think the audience is going to love it. My friend Greg Weissman is a terrific writer. He does a lot of superhero material, and the second to last episode of Young Justice, which Morgan's boyfriend Reese, who is here, may have watched, is this one is a little bit like that one in that there's a tremendous amount of secrets come out in a really short space of time. So clearly they must have put Katie higher up on the hill so you could look more or less into each other's eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is fun. As I bring Morgan down, she falls into the mud.
Is that
the take, but it was her last take, and I was holding her down, and she went faceplant into the mud.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I was supposed to grab his hand, and he was supposed to help me down, but I slipped and fell into the water, and I think that's how I got my sty.
You were a graceful ballerina. So the sty starts with your face
so
plant into the fetid water.
The water was pretty
fluffy.
The water was so muddy, it, like, for some reason, like, made your, like, skin itch when you're walking through it. And I was like, we're in, like, toxic waste right now.
So, kids, if you are still thinking of a career in acting, be warned, it's not as easy as it looks. You have to do all this good acting.
Put in a contract and you cannot go into the mud.
This is, I think this was near the house.
Yeah, this is actually like the backyard of the actual Adam's house. Which is really...
So, and in theory, this is when you would stop us so you could watch the commercials and then tune us back in when the commercials
make sure you watch all the commercials.
Watch every commercial and buy it. That glow pillow, you need that. Okay, here are our homunculi.
I'm gonna knock the door down.
I wonder how many times the door has been knocked down.
Did you act in scenes with the homunculi, Morgan? By the way, her mouth is full of popcorn. She doesn't have a speech impediment.
No, I've just always been running from them.
Oh, you've never seen them.
I've never been talking to them.
They look pretty good. For older audience members, I put the homunculi in after Dan Angel and Billy Brown wrote the original pilot, but I added these monsters because I thought we would need to see a recurring monster.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, there was a show called Land of the Lost, and there would be Sleestak that were giant lizard men.
Yeah.
And you'd see them again and again. I was like, when are they coming? And see, this was sort of
the homunculi are the best.
They really are. I mean,
I just hope that next season we get to have, like, an army of them.
Well, there are more show up in this episode because of special effects.
But we only had two.
But we only had two. And I think if we had three, it would be a lot. Like, if we had three, it'd be easy to make nine.
Yeah.
But when you have two, it's challenging to make six.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
And you start to notice they're all wearing the same thing. Like, they all shop together.
Yeah.
You know, they're all like twins.
Well, if you hear the barking, that's not from the episode.
Yes, our barking is my dog Tipsy, who's desperate to get in, but she fell into the pool, so she cannot come in the house till she dries off. Because we live a very glamorous Hollywood lifestyle. Keen, you told me before it was very hot.
Yes, especially like this whole. We actually filming here, right? Like 2 seconds walk was where we filmed the end of this episode in that like crazy walk area.
Really?
Along the same spot. It just like
What it used to be, it was going to be a golf course, and then they kind of just, like, stopped working on it, and there's all this, like, rubble. How cool. I mean, that must have made it really easy. It was just a quick turnaround.
Yeah, that's awesome. There's, like, all these, like, trees, and it looks like we walked for, like, years and years, and we came to, like, where is that, in one of the rings with the eye?
Mordor.
It's basically where we are.
Well, they don't
like it too.
They don't have to do tricks like that on Parenthood, who's ensemble won for best ensemble cast.
That was funny.
Oh, this
and
is a flashback.
Yeah, this is a flashback. That's
the actress who plays Laurel, what's her name?
Erica Carroll.
First of all, she's great. And second of all, you know it's the 80s when they do that flashback because of that great side ponytail. And because of my age, any flashback always takes place in the 80s. So Beth, the ghost who lost the first cell phone in Springfield, she also has a side ponytail. But this stuff is all really nice. Oh, you guys must not have been here for any of that shooting. That's all like... but I think they shot that in a real town.
Yeah.
The
thing actually was an antique shop.
Yeah, it's probably owned by the couple who owns
Sally's
house, because I think they own everything
in
town.
And
the Christmas shop. And the Hansel and Gretel candy shop.
Yeah. Right next to each other.
Oh my gosh. We use this set so often, but it's hard not to.
It's the best set.
I almost forgot there was a microphone here, and I was going to tell you what I was thinking for next, like, there's a great thing that happens here next year, God willing, but, I can't say a thing, of course. It's very, whenever you're in this area, it's hard not to play with all this stuff.
There's more part, and then they're kind of explaining how more part main. Be a lot older than he looks.
Do you think that they pick up on it, like, when the audience sees the book, will they know?
It's
will they Park. See that it's more Park's face? That he's not he's not human?
Yeah.
I know what happened. I totally forgot about this episode, and I just remember this is the secret gallery that, in back in...
Yeah.
It's, where you scream
Which episode is that?
That is with a cat, right? It's the one where Morgan is doing martial arts. Did you do all your? Is that the one you sat in on before? Did you do martial? Did you have to? Did they make you take a martial arts class?
No, they just taught me that day on set.
Oh, really?
In the morning, but I started taking it after.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were you inspired by Spooksville to start the martial arts?
Yeah, I took class with all the people, all the stunt people.
Oh, really?
Who were on the film.
And so now you're deadly.
Yeah.
Okay, Reese, you should keep that in mind.
Her nickname's Backbreaker.
Backbreaker, excellent. That may be how you're referred to in the Instagram verse.
Can we put that in my end credits?
Yes.
Backbreaker Campbell.
Oh, that does look hot. I can see dust rising off of Erica.
Especially because if you, like, when you would walk, it would, like, completely change, basically, like, glancing, because your feet would just sink and all this rock. So they'd have to keep on, like, pushing it up and all the dust would get everywhere. Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Was that you, Ken?
No, but it kind of looks like me.
It does look like
you. Yeah, but he actually, like, pushed this guy and flew down, like, doing, I always think it's great.
Oh, that was nice. That was a little martial arts, Morgan.
That does
somersault
with me.
At least
I scraped my hands in the shale.
But at least you're in boots. It's not like, you know, they didn't put you in heels.
Oh, he actually did throw me on the ground that once, and I slammed my head.
Look, special
Whoa.
Flash! Yay!
That was good. I haven't seen this one yet.
Oh,
that was
good
special effects. Holy
yeah.
crap.
Yeah, she's good, too. Like, looking at her hands like she doesn't know what happened. Oh, yeah, there you are, burying the body. This is pretty grim.
But it's only, like, a femur and, like, a leg bone.
Well, that's all... You may not know this about the homunculi, but that's all they have. They only have... They're mostly femur. This is. It's nice though. On those hot days, you're both in sweaters and you're in a hoodie.
Yeah, they had to keep blow drying my hair that day.
I was just
I was sweating so
thing.
Much. They had to. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so hot.
There's,
and the blow dryer.
There's a picture somewhere. I'll have to post it. And me and Eric and Carol are under an umbrella together, like trying to get out of the sun as much as possible because my eyes were like starting to burn.
Ah, it's a beautiful spot though.
Yeah.
I had this idea for the scene with the hidden gallery before I ever went up there, and I kind of didn't have an idea of like, TNK, can you build me a gallery? And it's like, or we could use this hallway and make it look like a gallery. Everything looks bigger on TV.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I noticed that at the award show today. I felt like I was like a pretty big guy. I, you know,
it was nice.
Well, look at all that. It's all real fire.
I want that picture over my fireplace one day.
You should have it. I believe it's in, you're wearing the costume from episode one.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming, Val, that this isn't a spoiler, but that all that you you know that if you watch the episode, you know all the faces and all the paintings are Madeline, and it was going to be that it that in. Your picture, it was like
a hologram?
Like a hologram. Like sometimes it looked like you and sometimes it looked like Madeline, like it's a hint that, you know, she had designs on you.
Oh, we had to walk this like four times. We just had to walk back and forth.
Is this where you found the hand in the
place
stone?
Where you found the hand. Yeah, it's such a cool like place to shoot.
I watch all the dailies and in the bit where Nick finds that hand, he kind of rolls down a hill and finds the hand and there's a giant rope on it. Like it must have been steeper than it looked,
yeah.
But so there's this huge rope on him and then they have to erase it later. Look at how serious everybody is. This is such a serious episode.
It is.
I suggested, because
I was really burning hot, and I was like, I really want to take this coat off. And they're like, well, it wouldn't make sense if you take your coat off. I was like, oh, what if my mom's really cold?
Oh, you are and so mean!
And then I put the coat around her, and Eric and Carol is looking at me like, so angry. So I can take mine off and put it around her.
That's so mean! Oh, that's a great actor trick.
But
here.
It's just hilarious, because we can see how sunny out it is.
But you don't know, because, like, I watched it, I had no idea of that. Like, we also did the Christmas episode.
Oh,
where
I love
this
graveyard.
Where is this?
That's the same place, literally. Like, just, if you turned around.
Yeah, they built it up on a less shaley path.
Oh, that looks good. Oh, you'll never know. You have no idea. I've got it all in my head. What's really happening in that scene. But I like it. I like it when shows mix it up and you do a funny one and then you do a super serious one. Hopefully the audience also likes that.
Well, I haven't seen how they did the monkey eye either.
Isn't that great?
Oh, wow. That's actually really good. Except it's like staff, not staff.
Yeah, you can't look too close. Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I had this idea for, I can hear my dog. I wanted to see one where all, like, that had this idea that the homunculi fall into hibernation when they're not busy doing, you know, Madeline's bidding, and that you guys would have to sneak past them while they were asleep standing up.
Oh.
And had to be really quiet. But since we can only have two of them at any time, it's like sneaking past two of them isn't quite the same. Oh, we had to think about this was a big thing, like how do we rescue them from the homunculi?
I think we should have just got a dolt and you just see Nick with like a sniper pegging them off.
That's what happens in Jack Reacher. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Jack Reacher, so good.
Did you see? You guys are young. Do you know what movie that is referencing right there? The watch holding the boom box above his head? Risa's.
Yeah, Say Anything.
It is from Say Anything. It's when John Cusack holds the boombox over his head to as a serenade for. Is it anyone? I can't remember his name. Sorry, someone will post about that. Who that is?
I'm banking on it.
Okay, I'm guessing that's more weird science gobbledygook out of from Nick.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just leave it blank and add it later. Or if I'm really lazy, he'll start to say it, and Katie will cut him off.
Yeah,
because the real explanation is there is no explanation.
Yeah.
Well, this is when it's getting.
You blend into the rock.
Yeah, that's why they wanted that blue sweater
I
did.
I know, and I was fine.
She's got
a scarf on, and also probably those high heel sneakers on the rocks is no picnic. This is James Head, right?
Yeah.
This is good stuff. There are a lot of people in the scene, and you've got to keep on track of where everybody is at all the time, and it plays out nicely. Could you acting, Morgan? All that acting.
Oh, God.
It's good. It's good. This is like one of the, in like a Hercule Poirot or a Sherlock Holmes where they list all the evidence, you know? It's you starting now. Hopefully my computer doesn't freeze up. This is a lot of information for it to deliver.
Well, really quiet, because none of us have seen this yet.
Yes, I'm sorry. We should be saying something to entertain you, but there are no lights or anything. Well, when you do exteriors like this, are there giant mirrors? Sometimes they have mirrors to like bounce light in you.
There's so much that...
Say anything. Because it looks great. You know, it doesn't always look so great when you shoot at it like this, but the lighting's great. That Michael Balfrey. And this is like not even the finished footage. This is all kind of raw. Not raw, but it's not finalized. Oh, this is nice.
This is a cool shot.
Bum, bum, bum. I'm sorry, audience. We're all mesmerized by the very exciting conclusion of Run. It is, if you are confused by what has happened, you may not be the only one, because there was a lot of me pitching what exactly had transpired. But I don't want to explain it too much, because, Madeline, you're back, and you're as evil as ever. You know what I think she's thinking right now? I don't want to wear Laurel's clothes. Please get me my evil outfit ASAP. This is really, it, like, has to be challenging because you're...
The sun behind you?
Well, now I'm thinking that, like, you're overcome with emotion, but at the same time, you've got to stand there while people are moving around. And my hope, and this sounds terrible, but is that children all over America watching this are trembling and weeping. And just going, what? What just happened? What? What? So hopefully we'll see that next week when in the tweets.
Yeah.
Well, that was it. That was the 21st episode of Spooksville. And next week we'll see the exciting conclusion. And hopefully there will be many more to come.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Kian.
Yes, thanks.
Thanks,
family.
Thank you, Morgan.
Bye.
Thank you, Morgan's boyfriend, Reese. And thank you, my daughter, Lila, listening over there. Say something, Lila. Say bye.
Bye.
All right, see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.